Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen. A late happy holidays to all of you. This is the final winning formula for Vikings Game Plan. We thank Verizon for season-long sponsorship of the winning formula. Vikings from 4-10-1 against the non-playoff-bound Detroit Lions. We're not going to put a focus on the winning formula necessarily into today's game. With Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, we're not only going to share memories, we're going to take a look at the winning formulas that we have uncovered this season for your favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings. Even though the team is 4-10-1, what do you think the winning formula for the Vikings has been this year offensively?
The thing I've noticed the most, Paul, has been an improvement in the talent level at wide receiver, talent and production. You bring in Greg Jennings, draft Cordarrelle Patterson, Jarius Wright, second year, Jerome Simpson comes back. I think there's a little more cohesion there with the quarterbacks and just a little more production in the passing game. Granted, it wasn't to where you want it to be and it wasn't consistent enough, but yeah. I think we saw the wide receiver group take a step in the right direction, especially compared to the production we got from that spot last year. The Cincinnati game, we didn't get what we wanted, but heading into that game in the previous four games, we were averaging 450 yards of offense per game and 30 points per game. A lot of that came through the passing game. So on a team where Adrian Peterson really shoulders the load on offense, I really like the direction the wide receiver group started to go this season, and I think they can take another step forward next season.
Well stated. Winning formula defensively, the Minnesota Vikings this year have given up an amazing amount of points. You know, a lot of that had to do without having maybe its best overall player, Harrison Smith, for half of the season. Harrison's back for now. I'm very excited to see him next season in his third year. What's the winning formula for this defense this year?
And I'm excited to see Harrison paired with Xavier Rhodes. Rhodes closed next season for Xavier on the left side of our defense, I think. You know, he leads us in pass breakups, a rookie leading us in pass breakups right now, and he hasn't even played in all the games. So yeah. I'm very encouraged by Xavier. The Vikings brought him along the right way. There was some consternation about him not starting right away, but it's because they wanted to get him going in the right direction. I think they did that. He came on very strongly at the end of the season, and so I'm excited about having the left cornerback spot, in my opinion, nailed down going into next season. Now we can focus on the rest of our pass defense, which does need to improve, but it'll help to have Harrison Smith back. But, you know, to me, it's about Xavier Rhodes. I'm thrilled that he's on our team. I'm thrilled with his progress. I think he's going to be a good player for a long time.
The 2013 winning formula provided by Verizon for the special teams has to go to that rookie, doesn't it, Cordarrelle Patterson?
Well, and Marcus Sherrills. You know, he's the third-rated punt return in the NFL. Cordarrelle Patterson,
first
number
in
one.
Our hearts.
And Cordarrelle Patterson, number one in the NFL, number one in our hearts. So, yeah, it's the return game. You know, our kicking game was good. Blair Walsh was good. Jeff Locke got a lot better as the season went on.
Yes, sir.
But the special teams group, which was one of the best in the NFL this season when you consider all phases of the special teams, but the top-performing phase was the return group, both Patterson and kickoffs. Sherrills on punt return. So that's encouraging, and hopefully both those guys will be back and in better form than ever next season.
The Mall of America Field finale in closing for Vikings Game Plan 2013 has been the common thread during today's show. Do you have a specific Metrodome Mall of America Field moment that jumps out at you?
There's a lot. There's Favre DeLewis. There's Adrian for 296.
Favre DeLewis, I thought it was Lieber to Wobshaw.
Yeah, and that looked pretty good too, but Favre DeLewis was a little bit better. Dismantling the Dallas Cowboys in the 2009 playoffs was fun.
Big.
One that doesn't get talked about, though, that I think is a little bit underrated is Brett Favre, 2009, his first game against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
It was at Mall of America Field, week four, Monday Night Football. He led us to victory, had three touchdowns, no interceptions. Jared Allen had a safety, which kind of added to the ambiance and the feeling there. But Brett Favre, that victory over Green Bay gave him his first victory over Green Bay of his career, and it gave him a victory over all 32 franchises. So I thought his first time playing the Packers, he beats the Packers, it gives him a win over every franchise. That was kind of a cool moment, Monday Night Football, and it was kind of fun to stick it to your division rival.
You're fantastic at what you do.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. On behalf of Brian Harper, the executive producer of the Vikings Entertainment Network, and all of us here with the VEN, I'm Paul Allen. Thank you very much for watching Vikings Game Plan all 2013 season. Look for us, not only from a football team standpoint, but from a TV show standpoint, to be even bigger and better next year. Thank you for watching. Have a wonderful day.